St. John's on this fourth Sunday of Advent and the day of our pageant, and say to you that the congregation may now be seated for the pageant, including the singing of the hymns.
Welcome to our Christmas pageant, the first Christmas. Please join us in singing the songs listed in your program as they occur. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. The angel was sent to a girl named Mary, who was engaged to a man named Joseph. The angel greeted her and said,
"Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom shall never end."
How can this be?
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born holy. He will be called the Son of God, for nothing can be impossible without God."
Here am I, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word.
The angel of the Lord also visited Joseph, Mary's fiancé, in a dream.
"Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save you from your sins."
All of this took place to bring about what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah.
"She will give birth to a son, and he will be called Emmanuel. The name Emmanuel means God with us."
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus. By the command of Caesar Augustus, Return to your hometowns in order to be registered. Return to your hometown to be counted for the census. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. In Bethlehem, the streets were very crowded. Joseph and Mary went from inn to inn looking for a place to spend the night. The answer was always the same: no room, no room, no room at the inns. Mary began to weep. At last, a kind innkeeper showed pity on Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph were very grateful. They settled down to rest. During the night, baby Jesus was born. Mary wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were looking after their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. A Savior has been born to us. He will be called Emmanuel. He is laying in a manger in Joseph's home.
Suddenly, a group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God. They said,
"Peace be given to God in heaven, and may peace be given to everyone on earth."
Shepherds were very excited as they went into Bethlehem. When they arrived, they found Joseph and Mary and the newborn baby Jesus lying in a manger. After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. And Mary kept all these things, like a secret treasure, in her heart. As the Gospel of John proclaims, to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Since then, faithful Christians all over the world remember the birthday of Jesus. This special day is called Christmas.
Oh,
this time, let us give thanks to these children and to Emily Cardwell and all of the parents and to Bill Weber, our organist musician, for giving us this beautiful presentation of the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to invite all of you to go back and take your places with your families as I make a few announcements. And as they're going back, let me take this opportunity once again to welcome all of you to St. John's on this beautiful fourth Sunday of Advent, and really the close of Advent, if you will, and the beginning of our celebration of the incarnation and the birth and Savior of Jesus Christ. A joyful day, and I'm thankful to the children and to Emily Cardwell especially, has rehearsed with them for that beautiful presentation. Today is a festive day in the life of St. John's, and we invite all of you following this service, we're going to go into Eucharist in just a moment, to join us for a wonderful brunch, which will have a couple of special things added to it. One is the Kentucky River Strings. We'll be playing some wonderful Christmas music on the stage. As we're enjoying our brunch, and I understand, and I want children to be aware so that they are not frightened but really excited to see a visit from St. Nicholas, who's going to come, all dressed in his wonderful St. Nicholas robes and beauty. He will be present to visit us. I think he will have a surprise for us during that time as well. Following brunch, as you're leaving, please pick up, and we ask that you just take one per family. We have our new pictorial directory is available that I want to give great thanks to our senior warden, Catherine Harper, to our chair of parish life, Jane Hansen, to our secretary, Kathy Sparrow, and to Rick Peeling, our photographer, who took your photos for that. But even if you didn't have your photo taken, this is our most updated list with all the contact information of all of our parish members. And know that we put it together in a way that we can pull a page out and make corrections and additions, add new family members as they come in, new photographs. So if you see something that's not correct after the new year, let us know that, and we will get that page taken care of. It was an in-house project. It came out really beautiful, and I'm very grateful for that. And of course, let me just say to you that on Christmas Eve, which is just 2 days away, we will have two celebrations for Christmas, a 5 o'clock service here in the church, which will be organist and the rector and some servers up here, as well as the congregation that comes to that service. This is an addition this year because our parish is growing and we want to make an additional service available for young families if they choose that, or for older folks who don't wish to come out later at night. It'll probably be a smaller choir service, and then at 11 o'clock will be our festival Eucharist, our candlelight service, which will begin with special music by the choir at 10:30 as people are arriving and getting seated, and the Eucharist will begin at 11 o'clock and will end right about midnight. And we want to have we want a full church, so please invite perhaps people who are unchurched, people who don't have a church home, to celebrate Jesus Christ in our lives and the birth of Jesus Christ. There'll be special music at that service as well. So I want to welcome those of you that are visiting today with family, invite you back for Christmas Eve, and say to all of you, please do have a safe and healthy and holy and blessed season as we celebrate with family, friends, and with this community of faith. And so with that, let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to all.
seems right so to do.
It is very meet, right, and now bound in duty that we should all times and in all places give thanks unto thee. O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, because thou didst send thy beloved Son to redeem us from sin and death, and to make us heirs in him of everlasting life, that when he shall come again in power and great triumph to judge the world, we may without shame or fear rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and singing.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for thou dost see us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this final Sunday of Advent and this Christmas, and remain with you and those you love forevermore. Amen. Amen.
We know our freedom's friends, so
us pray. Eternal God,
Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and those you love, this third Sunday of Advent and forevermore.
Hallelujah.